My name is Kayla Spelling. I'm a Kentucky girl with wild hair and green eyes who's not just a photographer and videographer, but a midnight designer too. I'm a visual storyteller with a creative spirit that knows no bounds. As a creative junkie and Aquarian sun, my love for all things creative runs deep. Being a visual storyteller for over a decade has allowed me to work with some seriously impressive clients across all spectrums, fueling my desire to learn and explore how people experience the world. What do they have in common? They all live and breathe their passions. So, inspired by their experiences, I launched a podcast to hear theirs and other stories on how they broke the 9-to-5 mold and pursued their true purpose in life. My goal is to empower listeners with knowledge and inspire them to live their most authentic and fulfilling life by following their passions. Join me on a journey where we'll explore spiritualism, consciousness, writing, culinary arts, tattooing, music, travel, media, and so much more. As an Aquarius, I know that I'm full of surprises, but one thing's for sure, we're in for a crazy journey into this world of creative junk. Hey there, my creative junkies. Welcome back. I hope all of you amazing Americans had a fabulous Thanksgiving, surrounded by loved ones and full of joy. I can only imagine the entertaining and slightly wild conversations that took place around those dinner tables, because I sure had some interesting ones. But hey, you know what? That's the Thanksgiving charm, right? So I really hope that you guys enjoyed yourselves and at least, if anything, had a day of relaxation. So in case you forgot or you just didn't know in the first place, I'm currently living in Belgium, but because of the holiday season, I traveled back to the good old U.S. To spend time with my family and friends. So currently, I am in my parents' living room on the floor doing this really awesome recording, so which is always fun, right? Change things up a little bit. So yes, I am here visiting with family and friends. So let me tell you, it's been a whirlwind of jet lag, freelance work, and catching up with everyone, you know. So this week's episode is more about catching up on different things that I've been doing lately with some exciting things on the horizon. But don't worry, next week we'll get back into our, you know, awesome usual interviews that we do, which I'm really excited about. We have a lot of really exciting interviews coming up. So I can't wait to share this with you. Now, let's talk about something that I have been bursting with excitement to share. So I have to talk to you guys about my Halloween experience in Romania. Through freelance work, I got the opportunity to go over to Romania during the Halloween season. It was an 11-day tour with Mysterious Avengers Tours, and honestly, it truly was an adventure of a lifetime. As a horror enthusiast myself, I couldn't wait to uncover the mysteries and the lore surrounding those famous monsters like Dracula, witches, all that stuff. And let me tell you, exploring the very country where these iconic characters originated from while soaking in the rich history and the culture of Romania, it was an absolute dream come true. Seriously. So major kudos and huge shout out to Mysterious Avengers Tours, who organized this super awesome trip. And if you recognize the name, we are constantly promoting them on this podcast as one of our sponsors, because we just work very closely together on a lot of different things, a lot of different projects. Maria, who is the owner of Mysterious Avengers Tours, will eventually be a guest on here. So you'll get to learn a little bit more about Maria and how this company got started. It is a small business and it is a tour company focused exploring the mysterious things around the world, which is really cool. So we'll get into that. I am totally going down so many rabbit holes right now. So let's get back, circle back, let's go. So I helped in leading a group of 38 badass individuals on this journey through the Romanian countryside. And we were alongside paranormal investigator Grant Wilson. If you've ever watched Ghost Hunters in your life, he was a predominant guy on there. And he's just incredibly well known for his paranormal investigating. He was on the trip with his wife, Brianna, and we got all of these adventures, history, lore, culture, and yes, we even dived into paranormal investigations in this wild country. We partied like monsters at Castle Brand's epic Halloween bash. We spent a chilling evening in the Hoyabacha Forest on Halloween. And this forest is known as the Bermuda Triangle Forest. So, you know, checking off that box. And then we had exclusive access to Corvin Castle for over 2 hours as these people on this tour were paranormal investigating. I was not. I was just completely excited about being in an actual castle for 2 hours with just like 38 people, like our own people, being able to wander wherever I wanted, you know, and just like literally take moments of like sitting down and just soaking in all of that history around me. It was just absolutely unbelievable. And trust me, the list just goes on. So to sum it up, Grant and Rihanna were legends, of course. Our tour guide, Vlad, was super top-notch and amazing. My fellow travelers were bomb.com, and Romania was an absolutely mind-blowing place. And guess what? Mysterious Adventures Tours is going back next year for Halloween with none other than paranormal journalist Aaron Sagers. So if you're looking for something truly unique and fun for Halloween next year, you absolutely have to check it out. Like, it has to be on your bucket list to go to this place, especially during Halloween. It was just unreal. So I can't, I could go on and on and on about this. I'm not going to bore you about it, but needless to say, my Halloween was a fantastic experience this year. And, you know, when I thought things couldn't get any better, Whovians around the world celebrated the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who last week. Yes, I know you're probably wondering why I'm bringing this up, but truth be told, I am a diehard Whovian. It's true. I admit it. I've been eagerly looking forward to the anniversary special since they announced which doctor was going to be joining the party, but we're not even going to get into all of that because not everyone is a Whovian, although you totally should be. But the first special was on Saturday and it was absolutely fantastic. Made all of my dreams come true. It was great. But the reason all of this connects, I swear, the reason I'm bringing this up is next year, I will be leading a tour for fellow Whovians through the UK and Wales, taking you to all of the iconic Doctor Who filming locations. And yes, I will be cosplaying as well. So seriously, get ready for some fun. But that's not all. Paranormal investigator Dave Schrader, a massive Whovian himself, will be joining as our guide, armed with a sonic screwdriver and amazing Doctor Who trivia. We'll also be joined by historian Neil Story, who has written some incredible books, including one about Bram Stoker's Dracula. So if you're a fellow Whovian who's looking for the ultimate journeying through time and space experience, mark your calendars for next November and join us on this mind-blowing adventure with, of course, Mysterious Adventures Tours. I told you it all tied together there. You just had to bear with me. So, okay, I'm going to stop with the shameless promotions, but when your fandoms become part of your job and travel, it's hard to contain your excitement. And speaking of Mysterious Adventures Tours, they have a ton of amazing tours coming up in 2024 that will appeal to all of your quirky and mysterious explorers out there. So trust me, this is a tour company that you've been waiting for. So we're talking about tours and travel and all that stuff. Let's talk about what else is coming up. We definitely have some exciting interviews lined up that I'm bursting with excitement to share with you in the coming weeks. And of course, we have more Twilight Hour radio show voiceovers for your listening pleasure. Not sure how you guys are enjoying that, but I just have a lot of fun doing it. So I guess that's all that matters. And for some of you who have known me for a while, some of you haven't, you will learn. I have a lot of projects and things I'm into. But for those of you who have been on my crazy creative train for a few years, if you remember Cafe Crashdown, that old YouTube channel that I had back in 2019, where I celebrated my love of horror and sci-fi, guess what? I'm going to be bringing that back. So it won't be a weekly thing like I was doing in 2019, but I'm definitely going to be posting some new content at least once a month. That's what I'm hoping to do. Of course, life is crazy now that I'm helping with these tours and freelance and all that stuff, you know. It's, you got to do what you got to do. But I'm definitely going to at least try to make an effort for it to be at least once a month, if not more, depending on what my schedule is like. So if you're a horror and sci-fi fan and you just want to geek out with me about a bunch of different things, shows, movies, books, anything like that, definitely check it out. It's really fun. I have a lot of fun doing it. So as you can hear, I'm constantly busy and channeling my creativity. And most importantly, I'm enjoying this festive season already with my loved ones. But don't let the colder months dull your passion or creativity. In fact, I actually think this is the perfect time to cozy up at home and explore new activities that will unleash your creativity, you know? Pick up those crochet needles or get a coloring book, get some little beads and make some bracelets. I don't know, pick up a book that you've been really wanting to pick up and read for a long time and you just haven't made time for it. You know, just try something new this winter when you're all stuck inside because it's too cold to be outside and see what your creativity unleashes. I would be super excited to hear if any of you guys are doing some cool projects. So definitely make sure to share with me on socials at It's Mind Junk. You can definitely tag me and just kind of let me know what you're working on, if you have something cool that you want to share, and I could totally share it as well on my account. Let's have fun with that this winter. I've totally rambled on enough for today. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for joining me, listening to me rant and ramble about, well, not really rant, but just ramble about all of these crazy things. And make sure to tune in next week where I'll be sitting down with an old friend of mine from my time living in Florence, Italy. Yes, I did for a year in my life. It was amazing. And it was such a beautiful phase in my life, which I'll talk about, just a lot of transitions and stuff. And I met my friend Ania, and we were both kind of on the same trajectory, which we talk about in the episode, of just kind of trying to figure out who we are and what we want out of life. And it was just a beautiful time exploring that together when we both lived in Florence. Ania is a talented jewelry designer and lawyer, which is such an interesting combo, right? So I can't wait to catch up with her, and I can't wait for you guys to hear. So get excited for that and just more episodes that are coming out with some incredible people living out their passions. So enjoy your holiday season, and I will see you next week. This podcast is brought to you by Mind Junk Creative, a creative agency that creates brands and experiences rooted in visual storytelling. By exploring your mind junk, Mind Junk Creative is able to tap in and explore all of your wild ideas that you may have viewed as throwaways and use them to create engaging stories and experiences for your brands. What's your story? Go to mindjunkcreative.com and follow them on Instagram at itsmindjunk. If you haven't subscribed yet, I mean, what are you waiting for? Find me on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any of your go-to platforms. And leave me a review and share it with your friends. I'll seriously be forever grateful. Also, if you have any thoughts on today's episode or must-hear stories, hit me up at hello@creativejunkpodcast.com. You know that I love hearing from you all, so until next time, catch you later, folks. Did you love this episode? Well, let's continue the chatter on Instagram and Facebook. We can dish about the latest interview and catch up on all things, well, creative. Plus, check out creativejunkpodcast.com for show notes and other juicy resources to satisfy your creative cravings. Don't miss out on the fun, and hey, thank you for listening.